willing he is. Look how willing. I'll come heal him. And the servant say, Lord, I ain't worthy for you to even come under my roof. Just speak the word on me. Just say the word and my servant gonna be healed. Because I understand authority. I'm a soldier. Got somebody over me and got soldiers under me. I tell a man under me, go and do this. Another one, go and do that. Another one, come and take care of that. And they do it. He said, I get things done with words. I just give orders. He said, now, Jesus, I'm over some soldiers, but you over everything. You got all authority. All you got to do is say a word, and that sickness and disease will be like a servant to you. It'll get up and go. You ain't got to come home with me. Just use your authority. How do men use their authority in the earth? You do it with words.
Hallelujah.
Think about it. How you get things done? If you're a parent, how you get your children to do something? You tell them. When they don't listen, you bring out the rod. The rod reinforced what you told them. You use the rod so they'll have respect for your word and the authority that you give them. Now, you can't wait till they get 15 and start pulling the rod out. Their rod might be bigger than yours. You pull out your little paddle and say, come here, bend over. And they say, no, I got one right here, twice as big. You bend over. We got teenagers sending their parents to church. I ain't going this morning. Y'all go on to church. Make sure you're back here so we can eat here.
That's true.
They sleeping. All right, that ain't my subject. Let's go. Mark 15, 16, they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Well, why did Jesus say that if he didn't want you well? These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall get well. Now, see, that's not a miracle. Laying on of hands is for recovery. Now, if a miracle happened, fine. Mark 16. Luke 4:18. I'm walking you through the scriptures. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To do what? So not just physical. You've been crushed? You've been hurt? You've been having some emotional pain and trauma? You've been disappointed in life? Jesus knows how to heal it. He healed my heart and then wouldn't let it get broke no more. Because it got broke when I was out there acting a fool. He heals the brokenhearted to preach deliverance to the captives. If you're captive by sickness or disease, he said, preach deliverance to them. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He said to set at liberty those that are bruised. That word bruised means crushed. People that have been crushed by life. Just had a tough time. When I see some of the things that some people go through. Every time I hear about somebody who lost a parent at an early age, I don't know what that feel like. And I say, man, I've been so blessed. And I look at some of the trauma and the heartache that some people have, things that they see in life, things that they hear, things they go through. And I look and I say, I've been so blessed. I've been blessed beyond measure. Amen. Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. We know sickness is a curse. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Now, if Jesus was healing all that were oppressed of the devil and he was doing good, then in God's eyesight, healing is good. It's good for you to be healed. It's good for you to be well. It's good for you to be strong in your body. That's not bad. It's good. And Jesus was anointed for the purpose of healing people who were oppressed by the devil with all kinds of sickness, disease. He was healing them. Any kind of oppression, 1 John 3:8 says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. He came to destroy them. He came to wipe them out. That word destroy means to undo them. That means whatever the devil's been doing, Jesus got the power to undo it. Whatever the devil has locked up, Jesus can unlock it. Whatever Satan has bound, Jesus can loose it. Whatever he's been doing, Jesus can undo it. That's one of my favorite scriptures tonight. He came not only to save us, but to take care of that devil. See, I came to undo what he did. Part of what of that undoing that needs to be done is sickness and disease. I mean, look at the major problems all over the world. Sickness and disease is a major. No matter what nation you go in, you're going to find sick people. Because it's a work of the devil. And we're the light. We're supposed to be carrying the torch and telling people they don't have to be sick no more. Because of what Jesus did for them. And if people would believe it and mix faith with it, they can have it. Amen. James chapter 5, verse 14 to 16 says that if any is sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and what? The Lord shall raise him up. So all of these scriptures in the Bible telling you how you can get healed, it's got to be God's will. And I can't find one that say you're supposed to be sick because it's the will of God. People buy that lie and say, well, everybody died with something. So the devil, when he put that thought in you, well, you know, everybody died with something. I mean, you know, you got to die. The way that you die is you get sick. That ain't God's will. He said in your old age, you'll be fat and flourish. Fat don't mean heavy. Fat mean blessed. Matthew 11. Verse 28, 29, Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. He wants you well. You got to believe that. And you got to know that by Jesus' stripes, you're healed. See, all these scriptures here point you to Jesus. Amen? All right, then, number four. You got to believe you receive by faith. You got to believe you receive by faith. Mark 11, 24 says, what things soever you desire. Could you desire to be well? Mm-hmm. Could you desire to be healed?
Yes.
What things soever you desire when you pray. Not after you pray. At the time you pray. He said, believe you receive it. And you shall have them. Amen. What things? No, he said, he didn't say what thing. He, what things? Y'all know you want more than one thing.
Yes, indeed.
What things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. I say it this way because it helped me to receive better. I say, what things soever I desire when I pray, believe I got it, and I'll get it. I just believe I got it. When I pray, believe I got it, and I'll get it. That means it's on the way. Even if I can't touch it, it's on the way. That means that manifestation is now awaiting me somewhere in the future. It might be a minute from now. It might be 10 minutes. It might be a day. It might be 2 weeks. It might be a month. But I believe I got it right now. So it's coming. It's kind of like my uncle, Uncle Wright, who used to call the pigs. Uncle Wright had some hogs that was in the pasture down by the byside. And when Uncle Wright got ready to feed them in the evening, he'd go stand out in the street, and he'd go, hip, pig, pig. We'd be around the by sometime playing, and them hogs be right there with it. When we hear Uncle Wright say something, we watch them pigs, they all eat. When he say, hey, pig, pig, they go, they gone. They coming. Single file line. He had them trained that when he called them, Uncle Wright didn't even have a care. He know when he gave the call, they was coming. He knew it might take a little time for them to get there, but he didn't even fret. Listen, when you believe you got it, it's on the way. It's coming to you. You got to believe you got it. You got to believe you receive it. You got to take it to yourself and ask God to show up because Jesus said it was.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in my heart.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
No matter if they are large or small.